Thank you for joining me. My name is Ross Mancola. I cover the tech sector here at PSG Wealth. Today we've got a little bit something different, focusing on four companies at once and an industry at whole. We're going to take a look at semiconductors and try and sort of, you know, explain this incredibly complicated process as simply as we possibly can. But first we'll start off like just where we at with the whole semiconductor industry. Obviously, AI has been the big talking word, you know, for the last 2 going on 3 years now, ever since ChatGPT came onto the forefront of everyone's tongues. But with that, obviously, translates to a lot more, especially when it comes to data centers. That's where you'll see a lot of the big guys spending their capex, basically just to house all the information and processing computing power needed to deal with the future of AI. I mean, the semiconductor market isn't anything new. First integrated chip was in 1959. This is a 60-year industry, but obviously the exponential increase of this has been quite phenomenal, which I'll touch on in a moment. But essentially, they predicted this industry is going to be about $650 billion by the end of this year, give and take, depending what you include and exclude, and, you know, $1 trillion by the end of 2030, $1.6 by the end of 2034. So plenty of growth to go, lots of winners. This isn't a winners takes all industry, which is quite positive from an investor point of view. But we're going to take a look at a couple of them. I mean, obviously, big tech has been spending massive amounts of capex on this. If you just take the big four AI cloud guys, at the beginning of the year, their forecasts were for about $300 billion just between the four of them. And now we're sort of into Q2, or we're into Q3, they've just reported Q2, and it's going to exceed that. So all of them have raised their capex guidance. The data center demands for these things are phenomenal. And obviously that trickles down. So, you know, your fabs are going to create more plants, that's going to filter down to more equipment needed, and it's just like a lot more revenue being driven through this industry. And then there's going to be some winners, some losers, but essentially we're going to take a look at four of them. The reason for the four is ASML, which we recommended for our portfolios, Nvidia, obviously everyone's favorite or least favorite company depending on who you ask, Intel, which we hold and we are now selling. And then Lam Research, which is quite a big constituent of our DCS book, the advisors book, a lot of them hold, or there's a large value of Lam Research being held.